Well, the Titans 2021 schedule is officially here, and today on the Zone Daily Podcast, we're going to give you the immediate reaction from the Titans radio special right here on 104.5 The Zone last night. I'll hit the high points, the highlights of where the Titans are heading, who's coming to Nissan Stadium and when, and the specific things that make this 21 schedule unique for the Tennessee Titans this upcoming season. It's the Zone Daily Podcast, talking a lot of Titans football, and it starts right now.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Voling.
Three primetime games, 17 total. It's the first time we've ever been able to introduce you to a 17-game NFL schedule for your Tennessee Titans. That's what happened live last night on 104.5 The Zone as we learned with you all where the Titans will be heading in 2021. It all kicks off against Arizona. We knew that yesterday morning, week number one, against a new-look Cardinals team led by Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray, and J.J. Watts. That'll be noon in week number one. And then from there, things start to take shape. They go to Seattle for the first time since 2013, for a 3:25 kickoff against the Seattle Seahawks. Now, one of the quirks of this schedule, that's the only time that the Titans will not play at either noon or 7:15/7:20. That's their only 3 p.m. kick in 2021. They get Indianapolis twice within the first 8 weeks, starting in week three at home against the Colts, their first look at Carson Wentz as the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. And a note that could help out the Tennessee Titans in that game, that's likely a game where you won't see Eric Fisher quite yet, possibly, the new tackle for the Indianapolis Colts coming off of an injury last year with the Kansas City Chiefs. Who knows if he'll be full go at that point in week number three, protecting Carson Wentz. From there, it's a road trip at the New York Jets in week number four, at Jacksonville in week five, and then the Titans come back home for their first primetime game of 2021, the first of three against the Buffalo Bills, a game we told you yesterday was a great possibility to be a primetime game. 7:15 in Nissan Stadium, week six is when they'll get the Bills. It is a tough week six through week number nine. They get the Bills on Monday Night Football. Then you got a short week hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. And the other part of that we mentioned yesterday is that you want to get this Chiefs team before their five new offensive linemen gel and have any kind of chemistry together. Well, you think by that point they will have likely had some things figured out by week seven in the schedule. Then it's a tough couple of games on the road at Indianapolis on Halloween, week eight. And then from there, Sunday Night Football in SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles against the Rams. Then you get New Orleans, Houston at New England. Your bye week comes in week 13 before then coming back home to face off with Jacksonville in week 14. You go to Pittsburgh in week 15, and then it's back home once again for Thursday Night Football at home against Trey Lance and the San Francisco 49ers on December the 23rd. From there, you finish up the season with the Miami Dolphins and the Houston Texans. Biggest thing that jumps out to me about this schedule for the Titans, you get four different times where your opponent is coming off of a mini bye, meaning that they're playing Thursday Night Football or they're in a bye week heading into your game. That'll happen in week five. Jacksonville in week four plays the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday Night Football. They'll be coming to Nashville with 10 days to prepare. Houston week 11, they've got a bye week in week 10 before they come to Nashville. And then from there in week 12, you got to turn around and play the New England Patriots on long rest after they play the Atlanta Falcons in week 11 on a Thursday night. And the Pittsburgh Steelers as well will be coming off of Thursday Night Football in Minnesota on December the 9th in week 14 before they play host to the Tennessee Titans. It's a very manageable schedule. I think this team will really like the fact that it gets the extra home game in a 17-game schedule. That's the thing that Mike Vrabel pointed to in his visit with Titans Radio last night on 104.5 The Zone. Plus, this team as well gets the two primetime games. It's a tip of the cap to what the Titans have been able to do, that you get the third primetime game. It'll be nice for Titans fans to have that opportunity to see their team under the lights twice in Nissan Stadium. So the initial reaction came last night on 104.5 The Zone. Here's what Titans Radio had to say as soon as the schedule became official right here on our airwaves.
Coach Mack, once a head coach, always a head coach. When you're looking at this schedule, what are your immediate first reactions?
You know, the first thing that I always looked at, you know, clearly is when the bye date is. I've been coaching a long time in this league. I've had the bye as deep as this one is for us this year. I've had the bye in the first week of the season. So really when the bye is, you work your schedule around it. You get your team ready for that. It's not an issue unless you make an issue of it. Mike Vrabel will not make an issue of this. He will be able to pace his football team to that December the 5th bye. The next thing I always look at is how many back-to-backs do I have on the road? How many back-to-back do I have at home? This schedule sets up, you've got two game back-to-backs on the road. You don't have any three-game swings either on the road or at home. So it's a pretty balanced, even schedule. The next thing I would look at, Amy, is what are my divisional games? We jump off early in the first quarter against Indy, next into the second quarter against Jacksonville. Then you've got Indy. You're done with Indy at the end of October. All right, so you pretty much have to make hay in your division then. Your next division game is the third week in November against Houston, and then again, you end up with Houston at the end of the year. That's what I look at to begin with. But to me, a travel schedule, as far as how many are strung in a row, it's very balanced.
Rhett, what about you? What are your immediate reactions to this schedule?
Well, kind of piggybacking off of what Max said, I think it's interesting that in no given month of the season, October is the only one where there's more than one AFC South division game. We've had seasons past and schedules past where it hadn't been favorable for that. You had to play, you know, Indy twice in 3 weeks or whatever. I like that. Three primetime games immediately sticks out, one of those being at new SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles on Sunday Night Football. But also, you know, creatures of habit, we all are. And 13 out of the 16 games are noon kicks. I love that part because barring a flex, there's a chance to set rhythm there in terms of what you do on a regular week and a regular, you know, all of that stuff. You know, Coach Vrabel's really good at doing off-schedule things like that, but that you've got some structure there that's pretty much the same.
And having those primetime games spaced out the way they mm-hmm. are, Rhett, to your point, you're able to establish a rhythm and then have some one-off moments as opposed to consistently feeling like you're in upheaval. Right, Mac?
Yeah, and what that helps you do as a coach, you can plan. You can plan your practice schedule, and you can also plan for your people that are going to get prepared early for the opponents on these off-schedule games. They can start their work. So now you're able to plan procedurally how you're going to work through it. And I agree with you. It's spaced out enough with your off-schedule games and then with your on-schedule games that he will have it. He's always really good at the off-schedule stuff, really proven last year with the things we went through with COVID. But this year they're spaced out enough that he will have a good plan going into these games.
I also, the difference in travel from last year, because really got fortunate. You opened the latest of the Monday night games in Denver in week one, and then you didn't go anywhere further west than Houston after that. You're 14,834 miles round trip this season, 4,000 more miles than just a year ago, because you have the trip to L.A., because you have the trip to Seattle, to Lumen Field. And I love the fact that the Titans are starting at home. First time since 2017, Mike Vrabel 2-1 opening weekend, and he's 8-1 in games with 10 or more days to prepare for in his coaching career. So I love starting out at home. You want to win those home games, win those division games, see if you can go 500 or better on the road, and that's how you get into the playoffs.
Well, for once, it'll be impossible to go 500 at home this season, obviously, because there are 9 home games instead of 8 in 2021 for this Titans team. But I like what Rhett Bryan has to say right there at the end. And this is the adage in baseball. It's the adage in really any sport. 500 on the road, win your home games. Titans are going to have that opportunity against some teams with questionable quarterback situations, against two new head coaches that will come to Nashville for the first time in the AFC South. It's going to be a really interesting season that we'll be diving into much more over the coming days and coming weeks right here on 104.5 The Zone. So make sure you find this podcast. If you're listening right now on the Zone podcast feed, This podcast also has its own dedicated feed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. That's where you can find this daily podcast with myself, Will Bowling, every single weekday at 5 a.m. Gets you to work, gets you home from work, whatever your commute is. The daily podcast will have you updated on everything going on inside the city of Nashville and beyond. Lots more to talk about coming up over the next weekend and moving forward into next week, but stay tuned to 104.5 The Zone as we give you our reaction all today to what the Titans schedule has in store for this team in 2021.